Rashi on the Pasuk at the end of Aera, Perek Tes, Pasuk of Dalid, the Torah talks about the Makas Barad. So Rashi writes, there was a double miracle that the fire and water became mixed. Nes bitoch nes. The fire and water usually don't get together. It became mixed. And Melasso, in order to fulfill God's will, also shalom b'neim. They made shalom between them. So the Mefarshim, the commentators, point out, what do you mean they made, it's mash when they made a new piece, a new shalom here. Kol zman, when the fire and water was separate, they were living in peace. There was no machlokes. So why over here, now that the water was there and the fire was somewhere else, so they weren't arguing either. Why do you mean there was a new shalom that were put together? So the Gedolei Achronim explain is because what's the pshat in shalom? So it depends. Is shalom just a lack of machlokas, a lack of fighting? Or meaning it's just a negative thing that you're not fighting? Or they say, no, shalom's a positive midah. No, they're making shalom something active. Like the Gemara says in Yevamo, Samach Beis Amar Beis, when he talks about, we know a man who doesn't get married, it says he's lacking in shalom. The Shaul is like, what do you mean? It should be the opposite. When you're single, you have no one to fight with. So then you're living in shalom. When you get married, there are two opinions in the home. So then you're going to not have shalom. You're going to be arguing with one another. So how does it mean? What's pshat that marriage creates shalom? So that's what the Mefarshim point out. Then no. When there's no machlokes, if there's no potential for a machlokes, then that doesn't make shalom. It just means there's no fighting, there's a lack of katata. But if there's no mida tova, if you're at home and you have no one to fight with, doesn't mean there's shalom here. There's this lack of fighting. The only time you do an oseh shalom is when there's a potential of machlokes. You have two opinions. When there's a possibility to have a disagreement, and then you work it out together, that's shalom. Then the mid of shalom can exist. So therefore, when you're single, there's no one to fight with. When you get married, you have the potential to create shalom, not this lack of machlokes. So that's what he's saying. When the bar and age was separate, so of course, wasn't any problems between them. But that's not shalom. So when they came together, asu neis betoch neis, so that's a positive, that's b'cholam. And that's what they want to bring out. We have the Mak of Choshech, there's a famous discussion. Is Choshech the lack of light? Or is it its own, like, creation? In other words, what's pshat, like Sholem? Is Sholem a lack of fighting or something positive? So is darkness a creation of Bria in its own right, or is this a lack of light? So there's a Vilna Gaon, and others point out that what is the Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech? Hashem created light and created darkness. So we see darkness isn't just the absence of light, but it's also its own creation. And the pasuk continues Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech Oseh Sholem. So we see that Sholem is not this lack of darkness, same way darkness isn't this lack of light, so too over here, shalom isn't just lack of katata. And that's why we say when we say at a funeral, you say at the end, you say, Lech bishalom. When you're saying to a friend, Lech lishalom. So if he's talking to someone live, you say, go to peace, lech lishalom. But if you're saying it to a mace, lech bishalom, go in peace. So what's the pshat? So that's what the yisod is. When lech lishalom, if there is no potential to have a fight with the nifter, so therefore it's lech bishalom, go in peace. But lech lishalom, if you want to create shalom, you have to have that potential. That's what the Netziv writes. In the Meshiv Dover, he says, shalom is created on the second day of creation. Aye, why not the first day? Because on the first day, it was all one. And therefore, there wasn't a potential for machlokes. And therefore, God created for the second. That's what we say, the Shir Shel Yom. Mizmar Shir Levnei Korach. It was written by Bnei Korach who were involved in machlokes. So Dafka, on the second day, they wrote it. Because Shalom was impossible until day two. And that's what so therefore that's the yisod of this Choshech is a creation in its own right. So to Shalom isn't this lack of ketata, but it's creating something which has a machlokes. So we said we have the fire and water. We have someone when he's married, so then he has there's a possibility of two opinions and fighting. And that's what they point out. The Gerubah is Yotzor of Arachoshech, and that's about Lech Lishalom, but as opposed to Lech Bishalom. That's how Shalom is created on the second day, because on the first day, it was all oneness. In other words, so that's why, and as we said, and that's why we talk about Mizmar Shir Mizmar of Korach, that it was written by the two who were involved in Machlokas, are very fitting on a day where there's a potential for Shalom. So therefore, because if there's Machlokas, that means there could be Shalom. And that's the yisod here, that it's not enough merely not to fight with someone or not to have ketata, but making shalom is a positive thing, and therefore you have to go out and work on it, and that's why we say Oseh Shalom Bimromav, that you got to take three steps back, hopefully four steps forward, but you got to take three steps back to make shalom. You have to do something. You have to be active. That's why Vayari's. And the brothers saw Yosef by Rachok, they didn't get the close look, and therefore you have to make an active effort in terms of Shalom, and this merely not fighting is in Shalom, and we want you to have the midah of Shalom, which is actively being involved in Shalom and Shalom Bayis.